Commentator Milo Miles recently dropped in on a sort of summation concert by the rock tricksters They Might Be Giants. While the group revisited the many styles it has played over the years, Milo says They Might Be Giants also made points about the pop audience and pop history.
Heaven for rock nerds, on stage and in the audience. The fans at the recent sold-out They Might Be Giants show in Boston's Avalon Club couldn't have been more in harmony with the performers. There were few pierced body parts or confrontational haircuts, and lots of sensible shirts and minimal makeup. This is the type of rock fan more slighted than any other, but more numerous than hipsters and toughies imagine. I didn't once see anyone trying to look bad at Avalon. It was kind of refreshing. This may not sound like an ultra-modern bunch, but They Might Be Giants could only exist in a mass media and multimedia art world where rock and roll has been thoroughly established and mined. Head honchos John Linnell and John Flansburgh love not just rock, but all kinds of music. Hick country and sleazy Vegas croon and lullabies and Christmas ditties, but everything comes chopped up and reassembled with irony and fervor and cheap but sophisticated technology. If They Might Be Giants did not exist, the drum machine would have had to invent them. Linnell and Flansburgh have been putting out albums for 11 years, and they began the show with what they called a memorial tribute to themselves. That is, back in the 80s when the band was just the two of them and their electronic toys. This explains why numbers were short, with simple arrangements. The spirit of Go Along With Our Nakedness allows Flansburgh at one point to simply holler, "Awesome guitar solo, awesome guitar solo," rather than crank one out. And if there's an accordion player who can show more skill and wit without making fun of his instrument than Linnell, they should send me a tape. No, not you, Weird Al.
As your body floats down thirsty with the burn smell factory closing up, is it sad to say you will romanticize all the things you've known before? It was not, not, not so great. It was not, not, not so great. You take a bath in that beaten path, there's a pounding at the door. Well, it's a mighty zombie talking of some love and posterity. So the good old days, never say goodbye if you keep this in your mind. Need some love, love and arms. Need some love, love and arms. And as you fall from grace, the only words you say are, put your hands out the puppet head, put your hands out the puppet head.
The unpredictability of performing with machines for accompaniment allowed the old They Might Be Giants to be both punk rough and pop precise, which matched their image as bent intellectuals with big ears. At Avalon, they performed wise guy jokes like a song where the point is to remind you you're getting older every second you listen to it. Then they turned around and did New York City, a perfectly sweet, straightforward ditty about love in the concrete jungle. The surprise was how rugged Linnell and Flansburgh sounded when they added a full band backup, as they have on their last two albums. Dan Levine on trombone and Jim O'Connor on trumpet were in particularly fine form on the MTV hit Birdhouse in Your Soul and on the new single SEXXY. Both tunes are layered sandwiches of fun and lust and gawky romance. In concert, these and a few other aggressive numbers so They Might Be Giants pulling off the coup of making unadorned, utterly entertaining rock and roll that is neither old-fashioned or consciously rootsy. Flansburgh's attempt to get everyone into a big conga line didn't quite work, but only because the place was too crammed with the faithful.
S-E-X-X-Y. More than enough. Around the clock. With nobody else. S-E-X-X-Y. There she is. Standing on the bed. Cookie in one hand. Wig on her head. S-E-X-X-Y.
Milo Miles is a music critic based in Cambridge, Massachusetts.